This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Protect Your Legacy with Blake Harris, Managing Partner with Mile High Estate Planning, where Blake helps assist clients with wills and trust, asset protection and probate. And Blake has extensive knowledge and experience helping families plan for and manage the transfer of their assets. And with that, we will welcome Blake Harris to the show. How are you, sir?
Scott, I'm doing great. It's good to be back on the show. And I want to start off by throwing you a little bit of a curveball. I know you've got a few questions for me today, but before we get into the heart of it, I want to ask you if you've ever heard of this thing called Bitcoin, and if you know anything about Bitcoin or the blockchain cryptocurrency.
You know, I have heard about it. Now, several years ago, I had a really good friend of mine. I mean, I'm talking 7-8 years ago that brought it up to me. And then I've heard some things in the press about it. But I would have to say I really have no knowledge about it and where it is today and what's going on with it.
So it is something that I recommend all of your listeners start paying more attention to. I've had more and more clients come to me, and we ask about their assets. We ask about real estate. And we're asking about cryptocurrency now. Bitcoin is becoming an important thing to plan for in your estate. So if any of your listeners out there have cryptocurrency, Bitcoin is the most popular one, and they haven't set up a plan for their succession, they are especially important that they consider setting up an estate plan for any cryptocurrency. My firm, we're set up. Yes, we take payment in checks and credit card, but we're also taking payment in Bitcoin as well. Just wanted to go ahead and mention that from the start. It's going to be something that you're hearing more and more about in the coming years. And I think that at some point during our lifetime, maybe even in the next year, possibly even in the next 10 years, that the U.S. government may transfer us all over to some type of cryptocurrency. So it's something big that we should all be paying attention to. And if you already have it, it's definitely something you need to plan for in your estate. So just wanted to kind of share that little tidbit of knowledge. And
great.
Let's
because
get into the heart of it.
Absolutely. All right. Well, as I mentioned, Blake is the managing partner here with Mile High Estate Planning. First of all, I just want to bring out his website, milehighestateplanning.com. You will not find a finer website anywhere. And really shows off all the areas that Blake's firm handles, as well as displays a lot of great reviews. And when I say they're just not complimentary things, they are things that just say, hey, how this really changed their life, or some of the phrases you'll hear, and how easy it was to work with Blake and to just get all of this down and get that weight off their shoulders and to have a complete estate plan. So, Blake, we know this is important. You've been doing radio with us. I know you've been doing some TV with us as well. And so you're really trying to get the word out to help people. So we'll just start right there. Why is estate planning so important, sir?
Well, Scott, estate planning is important for two main reasons. The first reason estate planning is important is preservation of family assets. In the event that you don't have an estate plan, you risk having your assets compromised due to probate costs, lawsuits, or nursing home expenses. By creating an estate plan, you can decide who receives your money and when they receive it. The second reason estate planning is important is preservation of family harmony. In some unfortunate circumstances, the start of probate is the end of the relationship between the children. Instead of money passing to the children end up having to go out and hire attorneys to fight over an estate because there was an unclear estate plan or because there was no estate at all. And then instead of money passing to the individual's children, the money ends up in the hands of some attorneys and some law firms.
You know, when we talk about the importance of this and how everyone needs a plan, then I have to jump to the thought is, why does everybody put it off so long? I mean, it's something you're like almost a doctor sitting there telling us, you need this. I can help you, you know, to get well, so to speak. But yet so many people put it off. Why is that?
Sure. Many people have trouble facing the inevitable, admitting that, acknowledging that at some point they may become incapacitated and accepting that at some point they are going to pass away. But the other reason that a lot of people put it off is because they fear it's going to be a daunting task. I ask most of my clients, after they finish creating an estate plan with my firm, what they thought of the process. And over, I hear from clients this comment: this was much easier than they expected. We have been doing estate planning for quite some time. We understand that our clients are not attorneys. The majority, almost all of them, are not attorneys. None of them are ever estate planning attorneys. We break it down. We make it very simple and very easy to go through. And I've told the story before. I can relate to putting it off. When my children were born, I've got a set of beautiful boy-girl, 7-year-old twins. I was an estate planning attorney myself. It wasn't until my own children were close to 3 years old that I created my own estate plan. It's like the plumber that goes around and fixes everyone else's toilet and comes home to a leaky toilet themselves.
Right.
However, once the estate plan is created, you have peace of mind going forward. You can go on to focus on more fun things in life.
Absolutely. If you're just joining us, Blake Harris is with us. We call this show Protect Your Legacy, brought to you by Mile High Estate Planning. Check out their website, milehighestateplanning.com, and their number is 720-924-6171. It is a free initial consultation, and Blake has a beautiful office downtown. And I will say this, very easy parking, free parking. You don't hear that much downtown. And then, of course, with all the events over the last several months, he has set up with Zoom and all the different things there. But just give him a call, and you guys can figure out how's the best way to meet. And, again, we do not want you to put this off any longer. So, Blake, last week we touched on this a little bit, but I certainly think it's worth circling back a little bit about probate, because it seems like when you get into discussion about estate plans and wills and trust, that probate word is a word that comes up pretty quick. So, once again, if you don't mind, educate us just kind of what probate is and then how we can avoid it.
Sure. I certainly don't mind at all. Most of what I spend my time doing is educating individuals, couples, families on estate planning. Probate is the government process for distributing your assets. There are two types of probate. There's probate when an individual becomes incapacitated. This type of probate comes in the form of a guardianship or conservatorship proceeding. The second type of probate is probate that occurs at death. Probate at death can take 1 to 2 years and can cost anywhere from a few thousand dollars to tens of thousands of dollars, depending on the size of the estate, the number of beneficiaries, and whether any disputes arise among beneficiaries, heirs, and creditors. Probate during your life, guardianship and conservatorship, can last for many years or even decades in some circumstances and can cost several times what afterlife probate costs. So in order to avoid probate, there are several documents you can create. To avoid lifetime probate, this is a guardianship and conservatorship proceedings that we want to avoid, you would create a complete set of incapacity documents. There are four documents which I recommend everyone age 18 or older create. If you have a parent that is getting older, they should create it. If you have a child who is going to be going off to college and they're at least 18 years old, I recommend they have these documents as well. The very first one is a financial power of attorney. A financial power of attorney allows the individual you have selected to make a financial decision on your behalf once you become incapacitated. Okay. The next three documents all relate to your health care, your medical needs. The first of the health documents is a medical power of attorney. A medical power of attorney allows the individual you have selected to make a medical decision on your behalf. The second health document, medical document, is a HIPAA release. HIPAA is a federal law which protects the privacy of your health care. In the event that you become incapacitated, you want your agent to be able to access that protected health care information and share it with the doctors to make informed medical decisions. And the third document is a living will. A living will says that if you are in a permanent vegetative state, that you do want to have life support removed and you don't want to stay in a feeding tube indefinitely. So to avoid lifetime probate, you create incapacity documents: financial power of attorney, medical power of attorney, HIPAA release, and living will. to avoid probate after you pass away, there's a couple of different ways you can avoid probate after you pass away. Joint ownership, beneficiary deeds, and our firm can help with both of those. But generally, the best way to avoid probate after you pass away is to create a revocable living trust. There's a common misconception that having just a will avoid probate. A will is actually a ticket to the probate court. In some circumstances, I still recommend clients have a will, but in most circumstances, if you have children or if you own real estate, a revocable living trust is going to be the best fit for your needs. With a revocable living trust, your property will pass outside of probate court, and then the trust can keep your money protected so that your children don't lose it because of a lawsuit or divorce.
Right. And, you know, you mentioned that a few weeks back. I think you were doing a show with us with Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage, and you said parents do not leave money to your children. And while that comes across kind of funny, not to the kids, you know, but exactly what you're talking about, circumstances change. And if you're really doing all this to help your kids and protect your kids, this is why, folks, you've got to sit down with a professional that does this 24/7, that will look at your individual circumstances and to make sure these documents are right for you. Correct, Blake?
Exactly. Rule number one of estate planning, do not leave your money to your children. Your children can lose it. Your children can get in a car accident. Your children can get divorced. Instead, leave your money to a trust. A trust will never cause a car accident. A trust can't get divorced. But a trust can keep your property protected so that your children can benefit from it for the entire course of their life without anybody ever forcing it away from them.
Gotcha. Once again, Blake Harris is with us. He's a managing attorney, a partner, I should say, with Mile High Estate Planning. And once again, their number is 720-924-6171. MileHighEstatePlanning.com is the website. And Blake is very easy to work with. And I think you can just tell that from listening to him. And he just would love to sit down with you and see what is the best path for you and your family. But you've got to make that first call, 720-924-6171. And as I mentioned, it is a complimentary first consultation there. So, Blake, I mean, you know, you've done these shows with us. Yeah, I know you've had some people call you. You've done some TV and things. As you sit down with people, what are they probably the most surprised to learn in just maybe their first 5 minutes with you about an estate plan?
Well, they are often surprised or relieved to know that there are several options that they can take advantage of to really preserve their family assets. As I mentioned, there are three main boogeymen out there that can compromise an estate, that can cause your property to go to someone who you probably don't want it to go to. I would say most clients, they either want their property, most want it to go to their own family, some want it to go to friends, some want it to go to charity. But I've never had anybody come into my office and say that they want to leave their money to the government. And by creating an estate plan, you can reduce the chances of that happening. So certainly we talked about probate for a while. There are two other things that clients can do to protect their assets. The first one is they can create what is called an asset protection trust. There are two types of asset protection trust. One is for avoiding lawsuits, and the other is for avoiding nursing home costs. The type of asset protection trust that will protect your property from lawsuits is something that I recommend to individuals who own real estate or maybe several pieces of real estate, or they own their own business. These individuals are at an increased risk, increased exposure for being hit with a lawsuit. So if you own your own business, if you have several pieces of real estate, in addition to perhaps forming an LLC to reduce your liability, I will often for these clients, I will often recommend and create an asset protection trust. Think of an asset protection trust like a trusted friend. If you have a boat and you give that boat to your friend can let you ride on that boat. Your friend can let you use that boat anytime you please. But if you get sued, nobody's going to be able to take a boat away from your friend. So clients are often surprised and relieved to find out that they can actually protect their property from lawsuits. You can have your property protected from U.S. court orders, from a U.S. judge. that's one part that they are pleasantly surprised about. And then the other part is nursing home costs. And I ask you this most weeks on the show, but I still like to ask the question, what's the going rate for 1 month stay in a nursing home?
Right. I think we've come up with about $9,000-$10,000.
Exactly. It's not a cheap figure at all. So
sure.
You will see, or lots of families see, their estate dwindle or in some situations completely wiped out because of the rising cost of long-term care. What you can do is create a Medicaid asset protection trust, transfer your assets into that trust, wait about 5 years or close to 5 years. It doesn't necessarily have to be a full 5 years, and then go to a nursing home, and the government will pay for your long-term care. Many families will see their estates compromised. Some will see their estates fully wiped out because of a failure to plan. By putting together an asset protection trust in advance of moving into a nursing home, you can preserve your family assets so that those assets pass to your children and grandchildren and not the government or healthcare provider when you pass away.
Absolutely. And, you know, Blake, that brings back the reason why it's never too late to call you, or never too early to call you, I should say, because, I mean, you know, while somebody may feel like, man, I'm not going to be needing this for many years, first of all, we never know, and I think the last few months have really shown us that. You just never know what the next day is going to bring. But, you know, just to sit down with you and to create that plan, because you said, like you said, on some of these financial things, I mean, that plan needs to be in place 5, 7, 8 years to help them when they need it, like with this Medicaid Action Trust. So when we say it's financial planning, it really is estate and retirement planning, isn't it?
It is. And the longer you have in advance to plan, the more time you give yourself, or the sooner you lean on your parents to create their plan, the more you can do to preserve assets. We can last minute still do some damage mitigation. I get the call sometimes my mom's moving into the nursing home next week, or my mom just moved into the dad just moved into the nursing home a week ago, 2 weeks ago. He's got all these assets. We want to help let the government pay for the long-term care costs, the nursing home costs. We don't want to pay out of pocket for it. What can you do? We can still do damage mitigation. The difference between the two is if you have some time in advance, we can do what I call asset protection and actually protect the assets. If you wait until the last minute, we can still mitigate damage so that some of the money can still be passed to the children. One thing that I like to remind my clients, and I have this on my website and mention this to clients over and over, is a few hours of estate planning in many circumstances can do more to protect the family's wealth than decades of working.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely true. Once again, Blake Harris is with us, managing attorney, or partner, I should say, with Mile High Estate Planning. And you can reach him for that free consultation, 720-924-6171. It's milehighestateplanning.com. And if you do nothing else, go to that website, just look at the areas that Blake can help you with, and then read some of his testimonials. And you're going to be there a while, because he has a lot of them and a lot of great ones there of how he has helped families. And I promise you, he can help you too. So just give him a call, 720-924-6171. Hey, you know, Blake, a lot of times I like to look at when I just talk to different people and they're in certain businesses, and I always say, what are common mistakes in your business? And so I'm sure as you look over maybe previous plans someone brings into you, what are some of the most common mistakes you see in estate planning that's made?
Sure. So the most common estate plan mistake we discuss, but I will mention it again, is simply putting it off. People fear it's going to be a daunting task. Again, in reality, talking to my clients, and don't take my word for it, go online, Google Mile High Estate Planning, read some of the reviews. We can make the process very simple. It does not need to be intimidating. It should not be thought of as an intimidating process at all. The second biggest mistake is not working with a professional. Nowadays, there's a variety of online and do-it-yourself resources available for individuals looking to create an estate plan. However, I've met with far too many families that have had to spend thousands or tens of thousands of dollars cleaning up a mess, which could have easily been avoided had the parents just sought the proper guidance. When it comes time to create an estate plan, it is well worth the time to speak with a professional who creates and administers estate planning daily. Estate plan tip, estate plan mistake number three, not updating your estate plan. If you've had some time go by since you last looked at your estate plan, or if there's been a major life change, such as a marriage, a birth, a divorce, a death, or a change in assets, then it's probably a good idea to have a second look at your estate planning documents. My firm, we always start with a free consultation. If you've already created an estate plan, we're happy to look at your current estate planning documents free of charge. And in many cases, we tell clients you're already in a good position. There's nothing that you need to change about them. In some cases, we're able to point out and give them the option to update their documents if it's been some time. And then the fourth biggest mistake, which I see in lots of documents, even documents drafted by some of the most reputable estate planning law firms, outright distributions, violating rule number one of estate planning, which is leaving money directly to your children. Sometimes parents will leave money directly to the children the day the children turn 18. The court won't give money to anyone who's under 18, but the day they turn 18, dropping a whole chunk of change, a large chunk of money on a beneficiary, that is never good for a beneficiary. Other times what they will do is they'll hold it in trust until the child gets to, I don't know, age 25, age 30. But then if you do that, and the next day your child's spouse files for divorce, you end up risking half of your inheritance going to a divorcing spouse. If your estate planning documents give outright distributions to your children, you are risking compromising a lot of your assets, which could easily be avoided by keeping those assets in trust. Let your children control the trust. Let them choose their trustee. They'll be able to take out money anytime they want. But don't force a distribution, which could then compromise the protection and allow a creditor to jump in and seize some of those assets.
Sure. So we got about 4 or 5 minutes left here, but let's kind of get into how the process even starts. So, you know, someone picks up the phone to call you today and they realize they've been putting it off, and maybe they've had something happen in their family or a friend, and they're saying, like, wow, look how this would have helped our friends if they would have had this. So whatever the reason that makes them call, 720-924-6171, let's kind of talk about how the process gets started, what do they need to bring to you, and how long does it take to wrap all this up?
So they can pick up the phone and give us a call at that number, or they can go online to our website, milehighestateplanning.com, and contact us through our website or send me an email, blake@milehighestateplanning.com. We'll get you scheduled for a consultation in the next couple of days, and we can do it one of three ways. We can do it in person. As I mentioned, we've got beautiful office space downtown Denver right next to Union Station with free parking. Or we can do it over the phone, by FaceTime, or by Zoom. You don't need to bring anything to the meeting. We don't require clients to fill out intake forms and start gathering documentation until they decide to work with us. And then at the consultation, I will discuss the client's assets. I'm going to discuss the client's family. And then I'm going to want to know about your goals, what your goals are for your estate plan. Once I have an understanding of this, I will be able to quote a fee for the creation of their estate plan, of your estate plan. We always do flat fee pricing. The clients know exactly what they're getting into with us. Clients are never surprised by bills down the road. We are very competitively priced. We're not the cheap attorneys in town, but we certainly don't rip off our clients. We're very, very competitively priced. And then we will create the documents for the clients. We send the documents to the clients for them to review. They can take as long as they'd like to review them. They can ask as many questions as they want. They can make as many revisions as they want. And then once they are fully satisfied with the documents, then we will schedule a time for them to come in and execute the documents. Then after the execution, once somebody hires Mile High Estate Planning, they get free lifetime reviews. At any point in the future, There's a change in their life circumstances. They move to a new location. There's a marriage, birth, divorce, change in their circumstances. They inherit an asset. They get sued. They need to move into a nursing home. They can always call our office, and we will never charge them for the call. We want our clients to communicate with us so that as their life changes, we can keep their estate plan in line with their goals.
Absolutely. Once again, Blake Harris, managing partner with Mile High Estate Planning. Give them a call, 720-924-6171, milehighestateplanning.com. And Blake's going to be with us several times a month here on our show, and so we're going to cover everything to do with estate planning with him. And Blake, the last minute or so here, but I think this is why, you know, you have done so well, and we see the type of reviews, because when we ask, you know, why use Mile High Estate Planning, I think if someone listens to this, you know, 28 minutes that we will do today, they see, hey, first of all, the guy knows what he's talking about. He's got experience. He's seen everything there is to see. And so when I present my life to him, so to speak, on paper, he's going to know how to take care of me. And I'm telling you, just like I just had some recent knee surgery, and that's what I look for in a doctor. I don't want the guy that, you know, just got out of school or something. I'm sure there's some good doctors that got out of school. But I want a guy that's done it, seen it, and can take care of me. And I kind of say it's the same way with you. So, man, I'm just congratulations on just doing a great job for people.
Thank you, Scott. And my firm, we are 100% focused on estate planning. Myself and my team of attorneys, we can do everything from draft a simple will to create a revocable living trust to set up an asset protection trust. We don't do anything outside of estate planning, no car accidents, divorce, or criminal matters. But anything estate planning, whether you've got a huge estate or even a very tiny estate, we're able to help you.
All right, good deal. Once again, give Blake a call. It is absolutely a free call, a free initial consultation. All you have to do is give him a call, 720-924-6171. Just mention you heard him here on Protect Your Legacy with Blake Harris, and they will get you in. And we're going to learn more about this Bitcoin in future shows with Blake, too. So, Blake, thanks for bringing that up. And, again, thanks for your time today and all this great information, and we will look forward to our next show with you, sir.
Thank you so much, Scott. Always a pleasure being on the show. Look forward to chatting with you some more soon.
All right, sir. Great to have you as well. Blake Harris, managing partner, Mile High Estate Planning, milehighestateplanning.com, 720-924-6171. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more after this.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley from my friends at Enchanted Kitchens. At Enchanted Kitchens, it's all about the magic of design. Whether you're remodeling your kitchen or building a custom home, Enchanted Kitchens offers a full-service design center with multiple product lines to meet any budget. And right now, when you mention Haystack Help Radio, you'll receive 15% off your Europa brand cabinets. And after you visit their experience center in Englewood, you'll get a no-cost, no-obligation in-home design consultation. Hey, after all, the kitchen is the heart of every home. Call Enchanted Kitchens today, 303-376-7588. That's 303-376-7588. Enchanted Kitchens is a member of the Haystack Help Home Team.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Again, my name is Scott Whatley, and we appreciate you being with us today.
Well, it is very good to have our good friend John Hinkle back in studio, Online Trading Academy. No stranger to our airways, and been with us for a number of years. And, of course, with the events of the last several months, it has put a change to a lot of businesses, including Online Trading Academy. But we are glad to report the doors are back open and ready to do some business to help some folks. So, John Hinkle, good to see you, sir.
Great to see you, Scott.
Man, it just seems like the last few months have lasted forever.
They have, you know. It's been a big challenge for a lot of people. Really disrupted people's lives, and you know, obviously, you still need to be cautious and,
sure,
and want to be careful. But I think, you know, people are meant to be out and about, and you know, we're social creatures. I think it's we're healthier mentally,
mm-hmm,
and certainly a lot happier when we're able to go about our lives.
Absolutely.
In a more normal fashion.
Man, no doubt, no doubt. Well, John, it's like I say, it's been a while since you've been on, a few months, and you know, we hopefully got some new listeners that haven't heard you before. So let's start with a little bit about your background, and then we'll get into how you got in with online trading.
Yeah, of course, Scott. Really, you know, many years ago, 1987, I don't know how many years that is, I started as a professional trader. I was trading for my own account on the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I did that for 15 years. And then subsequently I retired, decided I didn't really like being retired, ended up trading 10 years on the Chicago Mercantile, trading futures for 10 years for myself. And long about 2012, I turned 50 and decided I wanted to do something different. I grew up in Arizona, so I really missed the sunshine. I was living in Chicago for a long time, and if you've ever been to Chicago, the winters aren't too kind there,
sure,
and the summers aren't much better. It's not like Denver. And I wanted to get out to a place that was, you know, had more quality of life, and so I moved to Denver, and I knew I wanted to do something in the I wanted to be involved in business. I tried retiring once before and found that I was bored out of my mind, and a friend of mine recommended Online Trading Academy, and I took a class there, and I really liked it, and so I ended up deciding to run the Denver branch of Online Trading Academy, and I've been doing that now for the last, 8 years now,
I guess
I've been doing that, and I love it. It's I kind of call it my retirement, where I'm doing something I love rather than something I have to do, and I love educating people about the market. It's something I'm very passionate about. It's a powerful skill that people can develop, and my goal is to help people make better financial decisions, and that's what we try to do at the Academy.
Absolutely. And I tell you, I mean, the way that you and I were kind of talking about before we came on air today, I think with all, when this first started, all the presidential news conferences every day, the governor, the mayor, I mean, it just kind of put everybody into a state of fear and unknown in every walk of their life.
It really did. I mean, and the financial markets joined in that. We had that huge sell-off in March, and we've recovered a lot of it. There's still an awful lot of damage that have been done to people's lives, people out of work. You look at the number of people out of work, it's just unbelievable where we were and where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, from my point of view, a lot of this is really self-imposed, and I hope that we'll get it in a better place as soon as possible.
Sure. Now, when we talk about kind of the goal or the mission of Online Trading Academy, how would you explain that?
You know, our goal really as a financial educator is helping people make better financial decisions, better informed ones, making them more knowledgeable about the markets, making them more confident. You know, when you're confident about something, when you have more knowledge, take some of the emotion out, and you'll make better decisions. And we're going to give you strategies and techniques that can help you make better decisions as well.
All right, good deal. Now, a lot of people have had to adapt their business, change some ways of doing business, and you guys have even kind of made a change in something that you're kind enough to offer us, which is a class. So tell us about that.
Yeah, we've changed a lot of things. Most of our students still prefer to come in and be in a traditional classroom environment, and we still have those, although we're doing them with about a fraction of the people that we would normally hold in a class, or, you know, safe distancing, you know, doing the sanitizing, wearing masks, things like that to make people more safe. And we've also added online classes. So people that are maybe worried about coming to a relatively safe group gathering, mm-hmm. people that are worried about that can actually take these classes online, and they can get them on our website.
Okay. And, boy, we've seen a big change in that with even the medical community and a lot of businesses now. They're doing the meetings through there. So, but like you and I said, it's not quite the same as being right there, but it can work.
Yeah, I'm of a certain age that I really like to be. I like to learn in person. I like hands-on. I like that activity, and many of our students do still prefer that. But if, like I said, if that doesn't mean that's the only way. If you're somebody that's maybe in a position where you don't want to take any risk, or maybe you shouldn't take any risk at all, being in a social in a group gathering at all, you can take our classes online and you'll get the same information.
Right. Now, are those interactive in any way? So, like, if I'm sitting there watching and I got a question while I'm going on, how does that kind of work?
Yeah, there's a a chat feature where people can ask questions back and forth for the online questions. It's very interactive. It's a really good class either way.
Absolutely. Well, you've always been kind enough to give us some free passes, so tell us about that.
Yeah, so if you just call in, the first 10 people that call, we'll give them free passes to attend one of our classes, either in person, or you can actually just sign up on the website if you'd like to.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. John has been kind enough to give us passes for the first 10 callers. And once again, this is a 90-minute class at the Academy's Denver campus. During the class, you will learn how the markets really work, making you a more confident and knowledgeable investor. And all you have to do is call 303-217-4511. That number again is 303-217-4511. Now, because of the social distancing and all, again, they've got a beautiful campus with tons of room, but trying to just follow all the regulations that are in place, at least right now, seating is limited, so please call for this 90-minute class, and just mention you heard John here on Haystack Help Radio, and that number is 303-217-4511. You can also visit their website, tradingacademy.com, to get dates and information on that, and I promise you they will probably be having a class that will fit your schedule. And so that number again is 303-217-4511. So, John, when you look into this and help, and like you said, I think you mentioned two things, you know, confidence and knowledge, because I think what's put so much fear into people, those of us that are handling finances maybe on our own, we realize how much we don't know and how much confidence we don't have. And then the ones that have their money maybe with a, quote, a financial planner, they don't really know what's going on with their money either.
They really don't. It's something that we as Americans kind of just take for granted. We put our money, do what we're supposed to do. But most people really don't understand how that process works. And, you know, some of the people that come into our classes, maybe they just want to have a better conversation with their financial advisors. Others might want to take a more active role in it. Either way, we can really kind of get you up to speed, understanding that financing can be a little bit intimidating to a lot of people. There's a lot of jargon, there's a lot of terms and things that people aren't familiar with, and we'll really take those down, break those down into bite-sized portions that everyday people can understand.
Right. And we've talked about this before, but we don't want people to be intimidated thinking they need some kind of financial background to do something like this. You've often said,
yeah,
you would almost rather they didn't. Right?
I really do. Yeah. I mean, we when somebody comes in that's brand new to trading and investing, you know, we have a lot of students that, you know, maybe have never gotten around to doing this. Maybe they've thought they should have, but never known how to get started. If you're someone that's new to this, you're a blank slate. We'll teach you how the markets really work from the ground up. Mm-hmm. It's actually, most of our students find it a very enjoyable process.
Right. And, you know, so many times, as you talked about getting older, a lot of times we don't realize it when we're in our 20s and 30s and 40s, all the financial importance of knowing things. So, man, I would think this would be a great class for, say, hey, you know what, you're in your 20s and 30s and 40s, man, don't you wish you knew now what or knew then what you know now?
Right? It reminds me of a saying that one of our instructors told me, and I don't know if this is true, but he said it was an old Chinese proverb, when's the best time to plant a tree? And the correct answer is 25 years ago.
Right.
The second best time to plant a tree is right now.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Once again, we appreciate John doing this. First 10 callers to 303-217-4511. Again, 303-217-4511. You're going to get a free pass to this 90-minute class, and you can go to tradingacademy.com to get the dates and times of these classes, but it's only 90 minutes. And once again, their mission is just trying to help give you some confidence and knowledge about the financial world, learning how the markets really work, and you can go to tradingacademy.com to get those dates. And John, again, you mentioned this, but I just want to mention for those that maybe, and we always hear the word of age 65, which is getting closer to me every day. I only got three more years for that. But 65 and older, hey, if you feel more comfortable doing it on the virtual way, by all means do that.
Absolutely. You can do that, and you'll have a good experience attending the class virtually. Like I said, my preference is in person.
Sure.
I'm someone that I like the hands-on. I like to be, the virtual's interactive through questions and answers. You can
right.
type things in, but I like the face-to-face, being able to
too.
Ask questions
yeah,
myself.
Sure.
So that's, but either or is a great way to, get a little bit of knowledge, get a little bit of understanding of something that most of us don't understand enough about.
Absolutely, for sure. Well, John, it's got to be a good feeling to walk back through the office doors, turn the lights on, and be ready, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic. our whole staff is so excited to be back and,
sure.
and be meeting with our students. We have amazing students, and that's one of the things I love best about my role at the Academy is the people that we work with, the people that we help. They're great people, and that's sense of community that we get at the Academy's one of the greatest satisfactions that I have.
Absolutely. Well, John, we appreciate your time today and look forward to hearing more about this in the weeks to come. And, congratulations for turning the sign back to open.
Thank you, sir.
That's John Hinkle, Online Trading Academy. Once again, don't wait, folks. Call now, 303-217-4511 for your chance to get into one of these 90-minute classes. Absolutely free, no charge. All you got to do is mention you heard John here on Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Jack Corrigan. There's no better time than now to visit my friends at Len Lyle Chevrolet. They're open, following all proper safety precautions, and ready to offer terrific deals. Suburbans for over $10,000 less, better than $7,000 off a brand new Equinox. And Len Lyle Chevy has 0% financing on almost every model. Plus, they need trade-ins badly, so they're willing to pay over book value. Len Lyle Chevrolet, it's time for you to go east and pay the least. And did I mention they need your trade-in?
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David C. Sean of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Here's why you need KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, on your side. He understands how the jury thinks.
In the context of a personal injury case where you have been hurt by someone else's negligence, the idea with that is that you're then going to try to recover to get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. And what that really means from a juror's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about what six people that don't know you, that hear evidence and have to make a unanimous decision, will decide as to what fair value is. And so you and I, when we get hurt, have definitely an idea of what we think it's worth to us. But the question is, what can you articulate to those other individuals who don't know you and are not involved in this process to get them persuaded about what it is that they think the case is worth?
Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Once again, thank you so much for joining us. Glad to have our good friend Alan Stack from Stack Optical back in studio. Alan.
You had a long break, buddy.
Man, have you... I mean, I know the answer to this, but this has been the craziest 90 days I think I've ever lived in my life. How about you?
I know. I think about all... You know, I've been running this business since 92. Dad started in 68. And I'm thinking about recessions, all the different things, you know, snowstorms, you know, all the sure. different things that might close you down. This one I thought was going to do it.
Yeah.
But nope, we were able to stay open all the way through it.
Well, family owned and operated has a new meaning because right now it's husband and wife operated,
that's
right.
right? That's right. yeah, we run. So what we're doing is, you know, I've been doing a lot of repairs from the chains and I'm also, you know, a lot of these chains, too, I didn't realize it takes weeks to get your glasses. They're coming in, and I tell them it'll be a few days. They just can't believe that. Well, you know, we've always had our own lab. We do everything on premises. And, you know, my wife runs the business out of the home, takes all the phone calls, sets up appointments for me. I usually go down there a couple times a day.
Right.
And we try to bunch them all together. But, you know, I'm just offering the awesome service. That's
sure.
what it's about.
Well, and, you know, I think it has become on the forefront over the last few months, and we hear it everywhere, is small business, and that covers all of us just about. But I tell you, I think we have seen a resurgence where people are understanding, hey, our friends and neighbors' livelihoods depend on them doing business with us, you know.
Well, and not only that, but you're also getting so much better service.
Oh, absolutely. I mean.
You know, Jesus, we really care about these people.
Sure.
And I'm finding out about these chains and the stories. I've never had so many people come in that have been going to those places
mm-hmm.
because we've never been in that realm.
Right.
But these people were kind of forced to search me out because they were closed.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come in and see the difference. They just didn't think people like us still existed.
Right.
It's been an eye-opening experience for both the client and me.
Right. And I've had several people in, quote, the medical world and doing things like you do. And, you know, yeah, you could have closed and taken a few months off. But you know what? You've got patients and people
depend on
that
us.
Depend. I mean, right. They can't see without
exactly.
you. That's a big burden for you to be there when they need you.
Well, especially that first month or so, we had a lot of healthcare workers that, you know, went back to whatever chain it was and they couldn't do anything for them. They had to have something. They had to go to work their 12-hour shift.
Sure.
So I was using selling defogger. I was taking their old lenses and fitting them into other frames because their frame was broken. And I was able to do it on the spot so they could make their shift.
Mm-hmm. And I bet you heard this a lot, too, because, I mean, when people go to these chains and they walk in and they never know the qualifications of the person behind the counter helping them.
Right.
That's number one.
Yes.
Okay. But I bet they're like, I didn't even know places like you existed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's what I was finding. You know, all the different stories. Well, nobody told me about that type of a lens. They didn't tell me that was available and the difference in the types of frames and also our doc said, Alan, let's just mask up and we'll do eye exams.
Right.
These people have to have
sure.
being able to see. So we did eye exams all the way through this as well.
Well, good. And they're located, folks, at 2233 South Monaco. Their number's 303-321-1578. It is Stack Optical. And, Alan, I mean, when you talk about the care, and that's what I think everybody's really looking for these days, is just getting that individualized care because there's no two sets of eyes are the same, and none of our conditions are the same. And that's why you got to get that custom care that you can offer.
Well, I'm in kind of a unique situation because of all this. You know, we had a flood in our office in February, and that took 3 weeks to dry all that out. And right when we get everything back to normal, COVID hit. It was just a double whammy. It's like somebody's trying to tell me something. So, you know, we had to let our employees go, and Marilyn said, hey, she can run this part out of the house, and I could go ahead and do the part at the optical. And actually, it's been good because I've kind of reconnected.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun.
Sure.
Really enjoyed this. And, I mean, not the, the premise.
Well, absolutely, but, yeah.
But, no, and we're, it, I really feel like we're doing a good service down there, mm-hmm. helping the folks out.
And all the different things that you can offer there at Stack Optical, and we talk about the Stack Sports Pack here and on our Sportsman of Colorado show, but I think we're going to see through the summer here a lot of more people out just doing some outdoor activities because, you know what, family vacations probably aren't going to happen for the most part.
I'm getting a lot of golfers coming in.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Alan, you won't believe it, but I'm golfing every day. And I'm like, oh, I'm jealous. Right. You know, but, yeah, I'm doing a lot of golf classes and going over all that kind of stuff again as far as, you know, well, I just can't seem to follow the ball, and they're coming in wearing gray sunglasses.
Right.
Well, I can tell you why.
So kind of walk us through the Stack Sports Pack.
So the Stack Sports Pack, that's a really kind of a cool frame that we can change out the lenses in seconds. So you might get the frame and get maybe a couple different types of lenses. Maybe you'll get one for shooting. Maybe you'll get one for golfing, another one for driving. And each one of those requires a different type of lens for, you know, seeing that front sight on iron sights or being able to see that golf ball. You want a brown lens out on the golf course, and then driving, you know, a gray lens is your best. So there's different types of lenses for depending on the what you're doing. And what's nice about that type of frame, you switch out the lenses in seconds. It's also adjustable in the field, so if you need to tighten it up, you don't have to heat it up. You can just wrap the temples.
Mm-hmm.
You can also adjust the bridge. It's a really neat, versatile frame.
No, I'll tell you, I love it. And, you know, you make everything look really easy because of your profession. But what I was shocked at, how quick I could change out the lenses,
right.
too, because, like I say, you know exactly what you're doing, but it is extremely simple.
Yes.
And you don't need it.
The frame was designed with the patient in mind, not
right.
the optician.
Yeah. And that's the big difference right there. Yeah. Once again, it's Stack Optical, 2233 South Monaco, 303-321-1578. And as we mentioned on our Sportsman of Colorado show with Alan, too, you know, a lot of people are going to be out shooting. Gun sales have been through the roof.
Yeah.
Ammo sales. And so, you know what, if you're thinking about, man, I just can't see those sites like I used to, Alan, if they make an appointment and they want to make sure you're there, which you are now quite a bit. But
I'm the only one
right.
there. So, yes.
But, of course, bring in your firearm unloaded, but you want to see how they handle that and looking down the sights.
Right, right. And I've got a sample pair there that I can kind of play with and kind of demonstrate it for you.
Okay.
Of what it's like.
Good deal. And Alan M. will take great care of you. Now, you mentioned your doctor and a couple of months back, right before this hit, I came in, did my eye exam.
Right.
And, you know, and what I like about him, I mean, he is so thorough, you know, with everything. And mine had changed just ever so slight, but yet, I mean, you really feel like you got a good medical eye exam when you walk out of there.
Yeah, no, Dr. McMillan is just, he's been awesome. You know, he's been doing it for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot out there he hasn't seen. And he takes the time, yeah? Sometimes we might get a little bit behind because he's not going to rush anybody.
Right.
And he's going to answer your questions. And, you know, you think about it, being able to see a doc from the beginning to the end of the eye exam.
Mm-hmm.
We're not using techs. You're only going to see the doc for the eye exam. And he only charges $69.
No, I mean, I really thought $150
bucks. But he's into it for the patient care, not the money.
Exactly.
You know, he just loves what he does.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, man, your location now, and I think back when you said, Scott, I got to move. I mean, you thought the world was coming down on you, but you know what?
I know it's worked out
the
well.
The sun rose again there.
I know, but we were in that old medical building in Cherry Creek. It's just, I grew up there.
Yeah.
I was a kid running up and down the halls in the 60s when Dad opened up the store, you know. And then, you know, to leave that building, that was tough.
Oh, absolutely. But I tell you, the of course, free parking.
Right.
A ton of it.
Right.
And literally feet from the front door. So it makes it very accessible.
Oh, yeah, it's very accessible. And, of course, we have a much larger retail now, and the exam room is huge. It's twice the size of the old exam room, you know, and have a nice new modern lab with all the latest equipment, you know. So, yeah, no, it's a beautiful office. Didn't think so in February when we had the flood. But
sure. Yeah, no kidding. And another thing, too, motorcycles, they're getting out now with the weather. So you can put some different lenses.
I have quite a few different types of motorcycle glasses. You know, I have wraps. I have these different sports glasses that work well under a helmet, or if you're wearing one of those half helmets, you know, they're really nice as far as keeping the wind out. And you can tighten them up or loosen them. They come with straps. And there's a lot of different options for motorcycle glasses.
Yeah.
Or biking glasses.
Sure. And another thing, last couple of minutes here, but another cool thing you guys do is if people have difficult prescriptions, that's something that you can really help out with.
Yeah. I've been working with difficult prescriptions my whole life. That's actually what I live for. I love the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I see something unusual, there's so many different ways that I can manipulate that to make it for the best vision possible.
Right.
And there's so many new products out there. You would think, oh, it's eyeglasses. What can be new about eyeglasses? We're constantly redesigning and digitizing lenses to make them even clearer. And they constantly are improving our anti-reflective coatings to make them easier to clean, make them stronger. They don't scratch easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, the frame materials are the same way. They've improved those. We've got them very lightweight now. And I can take somebody who has a Coke bottle prescription,
right,
and they'll be amazed at what I can do with that now. I can make that so much lighter and more comfortable.
Cool.
And see better.
Yeah, absolutely. And repairs. You know what?
Yeah. I have
easy
done,
to
I have done
need
so
repairs.
Many
yeah.
repairs. That was the first couple weeks into this, the repairs were huge. People were coming in, and I was taking their lenses and fitting them into another frame, but I can do it while they wait. They can't get that anywhere.
Right.
You know. And also, if I have to make a complete pair, I was getting them in a day or two, which you can't get that anywhere.
Sure.
So, yeah, being able to do everything.
Absolutely.
That's what I do.
Well, listen, Stack Optical is really, truly, if not the last, they are one of the last. Family-owned, optician-owned stores, 2233 South Monaco. Folks, get the personal service you deserve. And as we talked about, that we really want to support, you know, small businesses. And you know what? There's not much we can't do online, but a lot of people talk about saving money online, and let me tell you, we could do another whole segment on what you perceive to be saving money and not get the right fit and right glasses, Alan.
That's right.
You know, and that's what's more expensive, when you can't see. They don't work. And then you got to send them back and back and back, you know. And they can come there. Hey, I've been there. You have to make one little bitty change. You walk back in your lab. Put on your lab coat and make a change and come back and hand them to me.
That's right.
So, man, that's awesome.
Thank you, Scott.
So get out and support Alan and his wife. Again, these folks have been great here for our state even and right here in the Denver area, serving many generations now, Alan.
That's right.
Yep, with Stack Optical. Again, 2233 South Monaco, 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. Tell you what, we're going to do something a little special here today. First person that comes in and talks to Alan gets a medical exam for $69 and buys glasses. Haystack Help will pay for your eye exam. All right?
Okay.
So here's what we're going to do. First person that comes in. So, Alan, you let me know.
Okay.
You call me while they're there.
Okay.
I'm going to pay for their eye exam.
All right.
They'll pay for their glasses.
All right.
All right? We're going to give that a shot. 303-321-1578, Stack Optical. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.